For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. It is standing room only aboard the USS Yorktown as the ship, just outside of Charleston, celebrates its 75th anniversary with a memorial and a christening. In the crowd, cell phone cameras flash, kids fidget, and a small group of World War II veterans sit solemnly. After the ceremony, two teenage boys emerge like paparazzi, peppering the veterans with questions.
Like, I know my question, I just don't know how to put it.
Carter and Jack Hansen are beyond curious.
So when you were a cook, is it true that they always serve steak and eggs before a battle?
No.
For them, veterans like 93-year-old Sam Hayward are rock stars. The 13-year-old twins are obsessed with ships and World War II history. Jack says it started about 4 years ago.
We found this game called Battleship Craft, and since we were into Minecraft those days, because, you know, that's a phase everyone goes through.
Carter continues.
When we went to the North Carolina for the first time, I just blew up with excitement. I loved everything about it. And I eventually learned about a battleship called Yamato. But we didn't know this ship would help sink it. So we started looking into ships and we were like, oh, we're so interested. We're so interested.
Their parents surprised them with a trip to the Yorktown. That's where they had a chance encounter with the sister of a World War II veteran who served aboard the ship, Robert Harding. They got his email and started writing. He, to their surprise, wrote back. They had so many questions. He shared stories, which his wife says he had rarely done before. Then CBS News invited the boys to the Yorktown for an interview.
But what we did not know is that waiting upstairs, up there, in the captain's quarters, was a friend for life.
After nearly a year of emails, the boys finally got to meet Mr. Harding. Their father, Scott, says it wasn't just the hello. The goodbye was also emotional.
Yeah, he and his wife are just standing there. They're waiting for their taxi. And they said, Mr. Harding, and he turned around and they were saluting. And he straightened up and he just snapped a salute to them. And it was better than nice.
Harding could not make it to the Yorktown's 75th anniversary. He was recently hospitalized with a broken hip. But the boys sent him a gift, a flag that once flew aboard the Fighting Lady.
It was really great to be remembered by the boys.
Harding says they have become like family.
Great. I'm very touched by the boys and their attention to me because, you know, it's so unusual that the boys are attached to somebody like me.
But they are attached to a man nearly a century their senior, asking every World War II vet who's left.
We have a friend, his name is Robert Harding. I want to know if you've met him.
They even planned his next gift, an autograph from the granddaughter of Eleanor Roosevelt, Nancy Ireland.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, I know who you guys are.
The Hansen twins are hard to miss. Teenage boys excited by history.
Like, history alone is fascinating because there's so many things that happen in history that it's like, blows your mind. Like, you think shouldn't have happened, but did happen.
Like their friendship with Robert Harding.
You know, I'm really proud of the boys.
For more on this story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.